going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredient Butcher Shop with three Lincoln locations and one up in Omaha. You can check out their selections online at themercadobutcher.com or at 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, or 85th and Old Cheney in Lincoln. You can also hit up 160th and Maple in Omaha. Get to the Mercado today for the best meat in town. In fact, friends, let's do this. Let's get you set up for Fired Up Friday. Let's see what we got. Fired Up Friday. I hope this is tomorrow's. Tomorrow at the 84th and Havelock location, 4841 North 84th Street, Burnt Ends Banh Mi. How about that? $17. You get smoked end brisket, pickled carrot and daikon, cucumber jalapeno, roasted shallot mayo on a hoagie, served with chips for $17. Make it an entree with a drink, just a dollar more at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on North 84th Street, 84th and Havelock. Highly recommend you get out there starting at 11 a.m. It is first come, first serve. If they sell out, you are out of luck. Take an early lunch tomorrow. Get your Burnt Ends Banh Mi at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredient Butcher Shop with every type of meat and every type of got Jay Foreman will be along here momentarily, but until then, we're holding down the fort on your drive time. Hope you had a good day at work. Hope you're looking forward to your Friday. Tomorrow should be a beautiful Mother's Day weekend. If you don't have a gift, make sure you stop into Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Get that simple bottle of wine, a white, a red, a hybrid, maybe mom's not a wine drinker. Maybe mom goes for some bourbon, some whiskey, some beer, whatever it is. Meyer's Cork and Bottle has you covered. 13th and South. Stop in there today. Get there before Sunday, certainly. Tell them on the block. Tell them Old School sent you. Kevin Meyer will absolutely hook you up. The Kansas City Royals hooked it up today. A 10-0 win for the boys in blue over the Chicago White Sox. Everyone ate. Well, everyone except I'm pretty sure it was just Hunter Renfroe was the only starter without a hit for the Royals. It was just Hunter Renfroe who went 0-for-4. But other than that, yeah, Jonathan India go 2-for-4 with a walk. He scored 3 runs. Bobby Witt Jr., his batting average up to .325, his on-base percentage up to .392. He went 4-for-5 with 2 doubles, 2 runs driven in, 2 stolen bases, and 2 runs scored. Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez had 2 hits. Mikel Garcia, a 2-run triple. Michael Massey gets his batting average back up over the Mendoza line with a couple of hits today. Even Drew Waters, 2 hits and a couple of runs for him on the day. 17 hits for the Royals on their way to 10 runs. Chris Bubich was masterful yet again. 7 shutout innings, struck out 7, only walked 1, only allowed 6 hits to the Chicago White Sox. The Royals' rotation ERA right now, 2.93. Tracking to be the best in club history. It's nice to see the Royals get a definitive win after a couple games that got a little hairy for the Royals. The first game of the series back on Monday, a 3-0 Royals win. Offense wasn't elite. Offense did enough. Seth Lugo absolutely dealt in that one. So the Royals were never in any real danger. They keep Chicago at arm's length from the middle portion of the game on. Game 2 a couple nights ago, certainly drama filled. Kansas City trailed in that one. They had a rally going in the eighth inning and the ninth inning. There was a pop fly off the glove and the head of second baseman Chase Meidroff. Royals would end up tying the game in that inning, leading to a Bobby Witt Jr. walk-off sacrifice fly. Then last night, Royals get out to a 2-0 lead. Bobby Witt Jr., a two-run home run. He's starting to find his power again as we start getting closer to summer. Two-run home run for Bobby Witt Jr. Royals needed it as Carlos Estevez comes in, and must be something about facing bad teams for Estevez, who blew a save against the Rockies. Royals came back, bailed him out. They end up winning that game. We'll get back to that here in just a second. But then last night, Estevez gets in trouble. I think it was three straight hits to open the inning, gets the White Sox on the board, but he pitches out of the jam, gets a couple of strikeouts in there to end the game. So the Royals, through the first three games of the series, had outscored the White Sox 9-4, but just 6-4 over the two most recent games. So good to see the boys play some ball, put up a 10 spot on the Chicago White Sox here today, dropping the White Sox to 10-28 overall. Not good for the White Sox, who continue to be a stain on the AL Central, a surprisingly competitive division. When you look at the standings, though, the White Sox aren't the worst team in baseball. They're 10-28, which is certainly an affront, only a .263 winning percentage. But friends, we still have a team that's not to double-digit wins, and we're 36, 37 games into the year. That's the Colorado Rockies. The Colorado Rockies are 6-30 right now. They are 18 and a half games back of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are 4-13 at Coors Field. They are 2-17 away from home. They have scored only 114 runs in 36 games. They've allowed 213, which, if you're doing math at home, a run differential of minus 99. Let's bring him in. Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman, welcome to Old School.
What's going on?
That's what I was going to ask you. What's on your mind? What are we talking about?
Man, you know what? I mean, obviously the Nick Saban thing, he's going to be part of the commission. It's a sneaky way. I mean, he's probably going to be the commissioner, which is fine. Even if he's on a board, you know, the guy everybody's going to respect is him. I mean, he just has that presence, and also he's earned it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think more importantly, the college football as a whole is changing. And here's what's funny. The FCS kind of pushed the FBS to get to the college football playoff. Well, now the FBS has shown to, I guess, create more hype. And also, I think the trickle-down effect from athletes going down there with the transfer portal. Now they're going to 12 regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of it has to do with when you start the season, how many Saturday nights and all that. Well, money talks, and then that means rules change. Mm-hmm. You know, because of the Big Ten, remember, they used to not have any night games. And all. Well, now you got night games. You got playoff games that are going to be at night, and those are the ones where because you want more.
Even the Rose Bowl changed.
Right, and you want more eyes on it and make it must-see TV. But I think it's interesting that the FCS had a playoff system and Division III. You know, I think my brother played in the Division III National Championship, I think, once or twice. At St. Thomas. And they, you know, that is really was something that was supposed to was on the back burner. Then that influenced the big boys. Now the big boys are like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Maybe you need to play 12 regular season games. You know, how about that? Since you think you're so slick, right? You make us you do something. So I think it's interesting how quick college football, especially college football, has changed, because just in the last month, just say over when Nebraska was in spring football, you know, you had the 105, and I thought, I don't know for sure. I think Nebraska, well, first of all, Nebraska's spring was a little bit later, but the guys that jumped in the portal quicker or early was based on the assumption that you got to find a spot for the 105.
Yeah.
So say I was at Georgia Tech, right? And I was a guy that came in as, say, a three-star recruit. And I was okay, but I needed to develop or whatever, and stuck behind a couple guys in the portal. Well, it might not work out here. I got to get in the portal so I can find a secure, not a 105, let's say not a 90 to 105 spot. You need to transfer to get in that, like,
at least 50 to 75.
Right. I was going to say 55 to 75 spot. You might not be starting, but you're playing with the true opportunity next spring to start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're now you might be at those places that you might not really wanted to be, and you left the place that you actually really wanted to be. And if this stuff, if they grandfather, you know, say 120 this year, and then they go to 115, 110, now you're kind of stuck a little bit.
The problem is a loose term here. I wonder, Jay, if this is going to be kind of like the COVID eligibility, where if you were a player that committed in this class, you're good for 4 years. And the roster limit means you have to get down to 105 after every player from this class.
Or they're exempt.
Or they're exempt.
So you could have a roster of 105 guys outside of, well, heck, now you can, you know what, that'd be great. So, I mean, if I'm thinking like, oh, walk-ons and guys on scholarship for those years are exempt, you could really build a team pretty fast, because then you're just going to get 105 new guys. Now it's going to be expensive, but still, you think about that. You could really, really take your time to develop some guys, you know, or guys that, you know, can find their way in college football. So it's going to be interesting to see when that comes out. But then on the, so that was a big deal at the beginning of spring. Everybody's waiting. Okay, it's coming this week. Well, then the judge said, go back, get it back to, you know, get you get right back. They came back. No, it's not. Figure it out or it's done, right?
Right.
Well, let's just say it just is done and it goes back to what it originally was last year, right? Now, let's think about this. Say you were a kid that transferred with the assumption that you weren't going to make the 105, or you were told, we have to plan for the 105 right now. Do you get it? You can transfer. Can you transfer back and not lose eligibility? You get what I'm saying? So, heck, if you they petition for JUCO years not to count. Anything.
And it's worked half the time.
And there was even talk that Shedeur Sanders was going to be able to petition to go back and play college football because of, you know, not, you know, or just go back to improve his draft.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
That's stock, and that maybe it would have happened or maybe it wouldn't have, but everything's on the table now, including 12 regular season games at FCS.
Yeah.
Which,
on the one hand, is about time. That's good enough football.
It's better than a good enough football. I think it's really good football. I think it's one thing I've come to appreciate is you're starting to see some more linemen come out of there. I mean, heck, you had your North Dakota
Gray Zabel.
State, Zabel, who's for a guy to go from North Dakota State, which is close enough to Power Four as you could be at that level, and go down there and handle business, and he's a surefire day one starter. The plethora of South Dakota State guys that have went. Sam Houston is a really good program.
And Montana State's coming up, Montana here and there.
Yeah. So
Cam Ward started at Incarnate Word, for Pete's sake.
Right. And so you're
James Madison used to be.
And a lot of skill position corners, slot receivers, you know, receivers go to places that you don't really hear about because they go in, say, Louisville or somewhere like that. So I think the depth of big players, fast players isn't there, but their top level is there. Well, you got to think, man, Indiana built their roster with guys from the FCS.
Yeah.
So it can be done, but I think it's a great snapshot into college sports in the sense of, or football in particular, how things are changing. I mean, first it was the, you know, last year, where is like where you had, you know, Stanford and all those guys joining East Coast, predominantly East Coast conferences, right? Mm-hmm. You had the on the basketball front, you had USC's head coach,
Enfield. Andy Enfield
leaves USC to go to SMU for obviously better NIL support, but a better basketball conference in school, potentially, right? Big 12, right?
SMU's in the ACC.
Or ACC, yeah, or ACC, excuse me. But I'm thinking Big 12 because they're in Dallas. Right.
Which, quick plug very quickly, going to talk about a lot of ACC. They went to 18 conference games, down from 20 effective this year.
Right.
And so what that look like for the Big 10? I'm talking about that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So stay tuned.
So it's like all these moves are made on either assumptions or money. And we just talked about five things, and it hasn't even been a calendar year, essentially, right? And so here we are now with FCS. That doesn't really move the needle in our country as far as like the Big Ten, but it does in the whole landscape of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a player, you know, that could possibly go to North Dakota State, South Dakota State, and really go there and be the big guy on campus and get a nice little NIL deal and security. Well, or if you're a kid coming out of high school, go there. We just seen it. Sharp Brown did his thing.
Right.
So it's slowly but surely, and the NFL's done it right. They had NFL Europe, said it cost too much. Even though we got a ton of great football, it was great football. We're not gonna have a minor league. It's minor league in Power Four. Then a little bit below that is like group of five, right? Either, I think, even with that or a little below is FCS. This is their minor league.
Yeah.
And then now you have a true offset little brother or cousin in the, you know, UFL.
Right.
By great coaches, and they have their own little deal. Mm-hmm. So they kind of slowly but surely got there. They just got there the way they wanted, and they're just sitting back and just saying,
well, they got there kicking and screaming. They got dragged there. They didn't exactly love it.
They got to the mountaintop and said, no, we like it up here the way we do things. We're going to expand over to the horizons overseas and down in Mexico City and all that.
Right.
We'll just watch you guys really fall for the banana in the tailpipe with this NIL stuff. And you guys have no regulation, no salary cap, and then eventually you'll just be like us. Because really, now that they don't have a salary, or they have salaries now essentially for players, you just essentially became minor league NFL overnight.
Yeah.
You remember at the beginning of NIL, they were like, oh, what about graduation? I thought they were student athletes. And I remember I used to call and I said, listen, man, you get recruited because you play football.
You're recruited as the athlete.
I'm coming here to play football and to go to school, but I'm here to play football first.
The Cardale Jones, right?
No,
I mean, go to school to play school.
Right. But I'm saying this in the sense of, you know, my dad he said, look, don't come home with a stupid education or without an education. Mm-hmm. So I knew what the deal was. And plus Dennis LeBlanc and Keith over there and Kim Shelper, they're still over there. They do a phenomenal job. And, you know, Coach Osborne, I think every coach that's been here, and obviously including Matt Rhule, you're held accountable to go to school, to actually physically go to the classes that you're supposed to. You're supposed to do your work. Mm-hmm. So this is great.
Do your work like you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And have good friends. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends helped me get through business school. I said, listen, this is what we need to do. Okay.
It's not about me.
Yeah,
it's about we.
I said, listen,
the
man.
Collective.
We are playing for a national championship. We. But we.
Like your friends.
I said, listen, in order for me to handle what we got to do, we got to handle it. I said, Austin, I said, we got to handle this class right now. And, but, you know, all jokes aside, I'm going to tell you this, though. One of my best friends or better friends, I met him in the dorms, but one of the best dudes I ever met, I'll say it, Ryan Zussman. We used to be in business law together. And it was the coolest class. It taught me a lot about
business and law, hopefully.
Everything. Yeah, it was, I, you know what? Even though it sucked because I think it was on Tuesday nights, that was the hardest, one of the hardest practices. Mm. And coach, you know, and you didn't, back then, you didn't want to leave practice. So you had to finish practice. Sometimes it went long. Lift, eat, shower, busted across campus for like a 2.5 hour class. Woo. But I'm gonna tell you, I looked forward to it though, because I learned a lot. I had great, you know, students in there. We had great groups and stuff, and you know, met one of, or, you know, one of my really good friends, and I knew him from the dorms, but we were in it to the, in the same class, and then met some other, you know, friends in it that I'm still friends with now in school. Mm-hmm. So there is a benefit, and there should be an emphasis, you know, it should be emphasized that you got to go to school. But make no mistake about it, when I woke up in the morning, I'm thinking about football. When I walking around campus, I'm thinking about football. When I go to bed at night, I'm thinking about football.
When you're sitting in class, you're thinking about how we need to pass this class so we can think about
football.
There
was only one class that I needed to call in my relief pitcher. And Mario Rivera came in like a champion. So all he did, I wasn't in there cheating. He just helped me learn how to study. Mm-hmm. You know?
And y'all need friends like that.
Yeah. And so but let's be honest, you know, we talk about the change in this whole thing of football. Remember, I was thinking about it. Just remember when the federal judge came down and said, you can, you know, market yourself, and all the players like, okay, my name is so-and-so, I'm a tight end at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. You can contact me for NIL opportunities. Collectives weren't even around then.
No.
Then you got collectives. Well, the you're not gonna have any money. Then Texas A&M jumped out the gate with that recruiting class,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody's like, "Oh,
it's on."
Right. Then also, speaking of Nick Saban, before we go to break, him and Oates were essentially calling their donors to the carpet, mm-hmm. that we need more support.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got collectives.
Yeah,
you remember they had it, mm-hmm. like a.
Well, that was right after he called out Jimbo for his $30 million recruiting class.
Right. And then they got together,
mm-hmm.
Right? They said, listen, we need to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a Q&A, but when Nick Saban wants to get a point across, he getting it across somehow, some way, and it went viral. And now they're in pretty good shape, where Alabama is a powerhouse in basketball, of all things. A long mm-hmm. way away from Robert Horry playing down there. Big shot Bob down there when it was just essentially just him and mm-hmm. a bunch of, not I want to say nobody, but just regular guys. Now they got, you know, lottery picks and everything out of Wazoo. So a lot has changed. A lot will change.
Antonio McDice, was he an Alabama guy?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. He was good. He was cold.
Did Latrell Sprewell go to Alabama?
Oh, that's the Spree! Spinners. That's the spinners. The original with riding spinners, Latrell. They had players down there.
Incredible.
And so, you know, in short, though, I just think in 2 weeks, college football, I have another thing come out. And then it'll be something else before two-a-days or fall camp or whatever. And then it'll kind of settle down. And then about two-thirds way through the season, like, oh, yeah, let's float this out there on a Friday and let people, you know, chew on this. You know what it's going to
be? It's going to be the Friday before the college football playoff rankings.
That, or it's going to be a slow, like, there's not going to be a lot of big games on the schedule. Mm. Let's just throw this out there so they have something to talk about, you know, in between quarters. You know what I'm saying? And it'll, you know, just think if they say, you know what, now you have one time transfer during the season.
I'm finding this week during break.
Yeah.
We're calling our shot. That's what we're doing.
And it's going to be in 2 years. Here's my prediction. In 2 years, three at the most, let's just say four at the most, because I like even numbers, you will be able to transfer schools during the year. And then, you know what they'll say? You know what they'll say, Austin? Oh, you just only lose 10% of your credits. I'll take a couple online classes.
Caught up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll start paying teachers. Hey, man, it's cold up here in Nebraska. You ever been to Hawaii? No? You about to go. I got an A. Anyway, man, I'm just joking. Jay Forward, Austin Orbit, old school to new school way. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.